welcome to Advanced Placement United States History Podcast. This is episode number 24, covering the Compromise of 1877. In order to settle the contested 1876 election, a bargain was struck that also ended Reconstruction. Democrat Samuel J. Tilden led Republican Rutherford B. Hayes in popular votes and 203-165 in the Electoral College, but fraud and violence in South Carolina, Florida, and Louisiana, and questions about one Oregon elector's eligibility left 20 electoral votes in doubt. Splitting over each state's contradictory returns, the Democratic House and the Republican Senate created a 15-member electoral commission of 10 congressmen and 5 Supreme Court justices, divided by party, with one independent, Justice David Davis. When Davis declined to serve, Republican Joseph Bradley replaced him, and the commission gave Hayes all 20 votes, prompting a Democratic filibuster. Representatives of the candidates and parties then negotiated a compromise through correspondence and at a meeting in Washington, D.C. The South would accept Hayes' election, back Republican James A. Garfield for Speaker of the House, and protect black rights. Republicans would provide federal aid for internal improvements, patronage, and especially home rule. But Garfield was defeated for Speaker, the government failed to subsidize improvements, and Hayes dispensed patronage and followed existing policy by removing federal troops from the South. The final Southern Republican governments, all in the disputed states, collapsed, leading to the Democratic Solid South and violence and discrimination towards blacks.